Gordon Lightfoot was more than a hometown hero to all of us. He was an incredible talent, one of the greatest songwriters of all time. He was a genuinely kind and nice person, who took the time to talk, sign autographs and take photos with so many people he met along the way, especially at his hometown event, the Mariposa Folk Festival. He was such a grateful and thankful person who loved his life and the opportunities he had in it. Of course, I, like so many, am sad and will miss him so much. But I am also so happy that he was able to perform throughout his life, that he was able to keep doing what he loved to do, that he didn't have to stop. His joy and love just radiated out at Mariposa last year, when he performed and then was overcome when given his Hall of Fame award. Thank you, Gordon, for all of the wonderful memories and music. Our lives have been enriched by you. The City of Orillia Book of Condolence for Gordon Lightfoot is at Orillia City Hall on Thursday, May 4, from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Friday, May 5, from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come sign it. RIP Gordon Lightfoot. I attended two wonderful arts events last week. The Hawksley Workman Concert at St. Paul's Center last Thursday night was one for the books. What an entertaining and talented performer. The audience was enthralled, and there were lots of laughs, too. An innovative musician who had a ball performing in our little town. Lucky us. Thanks to Inside the Music for bringing him to us. Inside the Music's next Thursday night concert series show at St. Paul's is on Thursday, May 25. This one features Chris Murphy from Sloan and will also be one for the books, guaranteed. Doors open at 7 p.m. and the show starts at 8 p.m. Grab your tickets now, here. The other event I attended was Flow and Story Creatures, at Creative Nomad Studios. My partner and I were spellbound for 2 hours. Flow is an incredible set of macro photos of ice, from Sean Reese. I wanted to hang every piece in my home. It is still up through May 7th, go see it. Story Creatures is an immersive art experience by Kate Hilliard, and a lot of talented people. Music, sound, lights, dance, videography. It had it all. It was on a loop and we couldn't leave, we were mesmerized. Too bad you missed it, but this was a workshop, so hopefully you will get another chance to see it. The talent of these two people is incredible. We are lucky to have them here. This weekend is the Orillia Concert Association's last concert of the season. The Toronto Mandolin Orchestra is a fan favorite. The Toronto Mandolin Orchestra is as ethnically diverse as its repertoire, which spans classical, folk, popular and Canadian music. The TMO's unique instrumentation sets it apart from all other orchestras, notes their website. The mandolin family of instruments is featured in place of violins, first and second mandolin, mandola, tenor mandolin, mandocello, mondo bass, and is augmented by a five-piece wind section and a complete percussion section. Obviously a unique and exciting concert to round out the season. Tickets are $40 each if you are not a subscriber, or $20 for students, and you can grab them through the Orillia Opera House box office at www.orilliaoperahouse.ca. Speaking of unique and exciting, do you have your tickets for Empty Space Empty Time Worlds Within yet? This show featuring cello and dance is on May 10th at the Orillia Opera House, and is part of a national tour of this Canadian-made experience. For more information, go to the Arts Orillia website here. To buy tickets, nip on over to the Orillia Opera House website here. You really don't want to miss this one. We also have two tickets we are giving away as part of the show promotion. Just send your name and email to my email address, annaproctor111@gmail.com, and you will be entered in a draw to win two tickets to this special night. Hurry though, the show is May 10th. Michael Martin is curating a Lightfoot night at Picnic Tapas and Wine, next Monday, May 8, from 7 to 10 p.m. Hear all your favorite Lightfoot songs performed by great local performers including Angie Nusi, Zachary Lucky, Sean and Dale Patrick, Fred Addis, Jakob Pierce, Paul Court, and more. Free admission, just support the venue and buy some drinks and food. Hibernation Arts guest this month is Nancy Jones. Her show is Forever Flowers, Come by and drink in some beautiful flower paintings, and enjoy the other artists' work as well. The opening reception is this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. Peter Street Fine Arts Gallery also has a guest this month, Georgina Hackett McHugh. Gina is an intuitive artist with work in wood, furniture and t-shirts. You can check out her work and the work of all the other artists there Tuesday to Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Speaking of art and artisans, mark your calendars for the Aurelia Spring Market at Creative Nomad Studios on Friday, May 12 from 5 to 9 p.m., and Saturday, May 13, all day, just in time for Mother's Day shopping. Or, bring mom out to shop with you. There will be dozens of fantastic artisans and vendors, so bring your money and see what is here. Coming soon? Spring concerts by Aurelia Concert Band, Aurelia Vocal Ensemble, Aurelia Silver Band, and so much more. Details in next week's column. Live music this weekend? Couchiching Craft Brewery has Sydney Riley Thursday, and Eric and Nolan Bluegrass Duo Saturday. Quails Brewery is featuring Giant's Tomb on Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. Check out the three new exhibits at the Aurelia Museum of Art and History this weekend, too. If you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included. And don't forget to enter our draw for tickets for Empty Space Empty Time.